prepare for cyber attacks from Iran, so says the U.S. government, as it anticipates retaliation over the killing of Qasem Soleimani. Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security issued guidelines on how U.S. companies and other potential targets can prepare for cyber attacks from Iran. The world's Lydia Manalidou has been following this and is with me in this studio. So DHS is warning about a range of attacks here. What kind of things are they envisioning?
Marco, there's a big range of possible tactics here that we've seen Iran use against the U.S., tactics that are meant to intimidate and disrupt. You might remember back in 2012, the Obama administration imposed really tough sanctions on Iran's oil industry. Iran responded by hitting major U.S. banks with what are called denial of service attacks. And this made it hard for people to log into their accounts, access their money, systems were crashing. Then a couple years later, Iran targeted an American casino company using a so-called wiper attack.
And what is a wiper attack?
This is actually one of Iran's main tactics. They get into a computer or network and wipe out the data completely. So I talked to half a dozen cybersecurity experts, and they told me that what makes these types of attacks particularly potent is that they let Iran flex its cyber muscles to show that it can cause disruptions and have a direct impact on Americans' lives. But experts I spoke with are also really concerned about cyber-enabled espionage. Here's John Holtquist with the cybersecurity company FireEye.
We're going to see an uptick of cyber espionage from Iranian actors who are tasked with gathering intelligence on what's going to happen next. So they're going to want to know what the U.S. side is thinking. They're going to want to know what our allies are thinking. They're going to know what the military is doing to prepare.
And so, Lydia, how do Iranians actually do this?
You know, Iranians are probably not going to go after entire government agencies or private companies, but individual people working for them. Because, as you know, it's much easier to manipulate an individual to give you access to a larger system. And historically, the way Iranians have conducted cyber espionage is through spear phishing.
Right, spear phishing, that's sending someone an email with a link that has a bug in it and getting them somehow to click on it and then getting access to the whole system. Is that it?
Exactly. And this is a tactic that the Iranians use a lot. And this is where experts say every single one of us could take an action that would make a difference. So being careful about what we click on, using two-factor authentication, backing up our systems, it's all really important.
Lydia, are there also concerns about Iran targeting like critical infrastructure, power grids and water treatment systems or communications here in the U.S. and causing physical damage, maybe even shutting off a whole electrical grid?
Yeah, so I spoke about this with Joe Slowick. He used to be part of the Computer Security Incident Response Team at the U.S. Department of Energy. He's now a threat hunter with the cybersecurity company Dragos, which focuses on industrial control systems. And I asked him whether he expects Iran to go after, you know, the energy sector, transportation systems, hospitals, and other critical infrastructure.
We certainly know that Iran has been interested in this space for some time, as they have the unfortunate distinction of being the first victim of a industrial control-focused cyber event, Stuxnet.
Stuxnet, of course, was that sophisticated malware that the U.S. and Israel were suspected of planting at a uranium enrichment facility in Iran. That was 2010. It really set back Iran's nuclear efforts.
It did. And Stuxnet was also a wake-up call for Iran that it needed to invest in its cyber capabilities. And since then, we've seen Iran go after critical infrastructure, not really in the U.S., but in the Gulf region. In 2012, for example, Iranian hackers targeted Saudi Aramco, the world's largest oil producer based in Saudi Arabia. Mm. They were able to gain access to administrative computers and used a wiper attack to wipe data off some 30,000 machines.
Wow.
But there's no indication that they were able to get into the industrial control systems that, you know, affect the physical oil production process.
If you have every Windows machine in your environment suddenly wiped and inaccessible, that is a bad thing, no matter how you look at it. At the same time, nothing that we've seen approaches the level of using a cyber means to influence a physical process.
So the idea of turning off electrical power or closing water pumps, the Iranians don't seem to be quite there yet.
Right. And even if they were, it's not clear that they would want to even take a drastic move like that.
So finally, Lydia, how do Iran's cyber capabilities compare to other countries that might have tried stuff in the past, or even the United States?
The experts I spoke with told me that Iran doesn't have the cyber capabilities of, say, Russia, China, or the U.S., but the U.S. government does see it as a threat. It's been years since we saw a major Iran-linked cyber attack against the U.S. That's because when the nuclear deal was signed in 2015, Iran kind of eased off on cyber attacks against the U.S., but they've been practicing on their neighbors in the Gulf, using cyber attacks to destabilize and intimidate regional adversaries. So a provocation of the magnitude that we saw with the killing of Soleimani last week, experts suggested to me that it might mean that we see Iran take some steps in the cyberspace that we've never seen before.
The World's Lydia Emanuelidou, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.